morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes. A great show today. This is such an asset to our community. And I know a lot of people now with Google and Smoogle and Google and Lugal, they don't use it as much as they used to, and they really should. It's called, when I was a kid, we called it a library. Then they built a new building and became an Athenaeum. I don't even know what that means, but that's nice. But anyhow, I call it the Pittsfield, or the Berkshire County, actually, in Pittsfield Library. It's had a renaissance, in my opinion. It really has had a renaissance. It's become customer-oriented, city serving the city, the kiddos especially. I mean, there's so many great things happening at the library. And in case you don't know, there are books there if you want to check them out. Really, they got a lot of books. But I have these two ladies. I'm going to have them introduce themselves to you. Olivia, please, we'll start with you.
Sure. Yeah. Nice to meet you. My name is Olivia Bowers, and I am the Adult Services and Programming Supervisor here at the Berkshire Athenaeum. And I started just about 6 months ago. I started in March, so still kind of green around the ears, but it's been great.
And this lovely lady, whom I know, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Russell-Scholl, and so I'm the Youth Services Supervisor. So I supervise our children's library and young adult department. So working with babies, kids, their families, all the way up to those teenagers. And I've been here for about 3 years, and I love it. I have the greatest job.
And let me say this to both of you, and especially, you have, with that children's section, because I go through there to take the elevator, you have done such a marvelous job. You have so many. I never go through there that there isn't kiddos and parents and sitting on the floor. And to me, quickly, my background was with managing violent youthful offenders. So they didn't have the opportunities that you are giving these kiddos. And for that, my friend, I thank you, and the city thanks you. And for the adult section, again, it's amazing. People now that you go in there and all that you've done, I mean, you have so many, in my opinion, so many other really beneficial things that, you know, people that take the DVDs, but you also have that room where people can go in with a coffee and make notes, and it's, you're forward thinking. Now I've said enough. Because I really do, I mean everything I say about this group, because I'm a big supporter of the Athenaeum. The guy that runs it, Alex something or other, he has really breathed life back into it. He used to be old and stuffy like me. but Alex has come and brought in wonderful people and is made it a place that people want to be at. And there's so many, I know teachers who tutor there. There's so many things going on. So with that, let's jump into this and see what we can do.
Okay.
So I have to tell you, this young adult calendar is jam packed.
That's right. Got to keep it busy and engaged.
You're amazing. Well, let's go over some of the first thing I want to get out. We'll do it two or three times, folks, so don't panic. There will be a Halloween parade.
Yes.
And I'll let you all know about it. And it will be on Tyler Street. And we'll give you the dates and all that. But you have so much going on. Why don't you jump in and start to tell us?
Sure. Yeah, I think some of the things I would love to highlight about the month of October.
Please.
Particularly both for our children's library and our young adult department, is we really have a focus for both teens and for the younger kiddos on celebrating Halloween. It's a great opportunity for kids to dress up in costume and for us to just really get families and teens together and doing active, positive activities together. So our young adult librarian has a great Halloween party planned on Halloween. at right after school time. Kids can come, and I mean, it's really a party. They can come dressed up. There'll be all kinds of food. Can't have a party for teens without food. There'll be food and
Or retired adults.
yes, people in general, yeah, love food, that is for sure. And really just an opportunity for kids to come together and celebrate and enjoy. And I think one of the things we see, particularly at an event like this, is we have kids across different groups that might not normally interact that come together and get to know each other. And so I think that's a really important opportunity to build community.
When you start to get kids to interact with each other, get them interested in, my wife taught for over 40 years. So if she understands somebody's pregnant, she gives them a book and they read it before the baby. And then, and now our grandchildren, they're all into books. And that's, to me, again, going back to my background, so many of them couldn't even read at a grade level. So what you're doing is so important.
Thank
Now,
you.
upstairs with the adults, I'm not allowed up there, but when Alex lifts a restraining order, I'll be able to go up. You guys have just opened that thing up to a real service-oriented, not just books.
Yes, yeah. I really could talk all day about it, so I'll try and condense it. But yes, the adult services and programming office kind of extends all over the Blake Room, which is the main level of the library. It's where you come in on the Wendell Avenue entrance. And yes, we have so many things available. I mean, of course, we have books and DVDs, but we also have audiobooks on CD. We have some very popular albums. We try to keep those as new as we can get them coming in on the shelves for checkout at any time. We also have our library of things. So that includes everything from oh gosh, banjos to sewing machines to all kinds of things. I actually used the stud finder the other day because I just didn't have a stud finder at home and I wanted to hang a picture. There you go. Got a stud finder at the library, checked it out for a week, turned it back in, no cost to me, and now there's a beautiful picture on my wall. So that's the kind of thing that we do here. We really want to focus on what our community wants from us and what we can provide here at the Athenaeum.
And if you would just take a minute for me, so many of us seniors, we don't have our own. I'm fortunate. I have my own computer. I don't know how to use it, but I have one. I mean, I got three buttons I press, and that's it. But at the library, they have computers that seniors can use. So much today, and I've said this to some of our Congress people and state reps and stuff. Everything is going, do it online, do it online. Well, there's a whole group of people, me included, who have struggled to do anything online like that. And the library has computers. I never go in there that they're not being used.
Yeah, we have 16 computers that are available for use upstairs in the Blake Room. And we also have a printer and copier that's available that will print out anything from the computers or from your device. So we have wireless printing as well that's available. It's super easy, super quick. We just updated it. It works like a charm. And
Wow.
yes, yeah, we also have the copier machine. We have free Wi-Fi, no password available at all times, 24/7. Even when the library is closed, you are welcome to come use our Wi-Fi. If you just sit right outside the building, you'll get a connection just fine. And we also just updated our connectivity for our Wi-Fi. So it is, I mean, you can download six movies in less
Wow.
than 30 minutes. That's pretty
Wow.
snappy.
And the other thing, and I want please go into, you also have free passes to various venues in the county here.
Yes, that's right. So our museum pass program, you can come pick up a brochure at the library to read more about it, but and also visit our website at pittsfieldlibrary.org. But we have museum passes that you can check out that allow you to get into a museum for either free or at a discounted rate. For museums all across Berkshire County and beyond, we have museums on this list that are also in the Boston Metropolitan metropolitan area. And they're very easy to use. You just reserve them online or over the phone with us. You can come pick it up at the library, bring it to the museum, get your ticket, and you're all set.
Yeah, and I will tell you, their front desk at the museum, the front desk, the people who work the what I call the is it the front desk? Is that what you call it? Whatever. Well, it's near the door, so I'm calling it the front desk. It was back near the back door, I call it the back desk. But it's near the front. They are so helpful. They are so kind. And I can't say enough, almost without any hesitation, the people who are employed by the library bend over backwards to be of assistance to you. And that to me means so much when, sometimes we go in and we're not sure of what or where, and you have to ask somebody. And your folks always shine when you ask them. So, no, it's a credit to you guys too. It's a credit. Bothers me to say it. Not bother me. Makes me feel good to say this. Alex, he sets the tone. You guys set the tone, and that's what's reflected throughout the building. And I mean that.
Yes, thank you. I do think that is a culture among the staff to do even the smallest task
Yeah.
with excellence. And it's also a very supportive working environment to do so, to learn and to grow. And I think that staff really appreciate that support from our trustees, from our friends of the library group. I mean, it's a very supportive place to be. So
You're
thank you.
I do a lot of promotion for the Friends of the Library.
Great. We appreciate that.
Now that Nancy's lifted the restraining order, I can go to the sales.
Coming up in November. That's right.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, we'll be hitting it hard and very shortly. Going back to the children's section, the Halloween Thursday, October 31st, 3 to 5. You want to just get a little bit into that and
Yeah, sure. We also, so in the, that's the afternoon program for the
right.
teen. It's really sort of a party style where there's a variety of activities set up.
Oh, cool.
They're going to have, dress in costume will be promoted. And then, of course, they're going to have pizza. Can't go wrong with pizza. And there'll be sort of a murder mystery station where kids are going to kind of do a puzzle together. There'll be a photo station, some video game playing, a little bit of something for everyone. And then in the morning, we're also going to do a Halloween parade for preschool age and toddlers, where they can come in costume with their adults, trick or treat at all of the service desks, and then we'll have some activities at the end. So a fun day for everyone.
And it's safe. It's absolutely safe.
And free. All of it
And
is
great.
100% free. And actually, Bill, if I could highlight
You
the
can.
Saturday before Halloween on the 26th, we have a pumpkin carving event
I saw.
where, yeah, and Olivia has been doing a great job working with a local farm to curate pumpkins for us. We'll have about 200 pumpkins. Yep, available. They're free. A family can come in, grab a pumpkin, carve it as a family. It's a great afternoon. We clean up the mess, they take home the pumpkins. What could be better?
I've been the last 3 years to the pumpkin cutting.
Not once has anyone been
Lost a
injured,
finger.
yeah, or anything during pumpkin carving.
I wish I could say that, but anyhow, again, this is what a wonderful thing. And let me stress one more time. I know a lot's gone on. It is safe. You can bring your kids there. I can remember years ago, Lanesboro used to decorate this every room in the school, and that was trick or treat. And you know what? For your little kids, they're just as happy. They don't know.
Well, it's an opportunity. A lot of trick or treat is often at bedtime for really young children, and so it can be challenging. So this is a way to be able to trick or treat at a time that works best for that age range.
And everybody on staff gets to meet all the kids too, which is part of the fun of it all.
And I'll say it again. I can repeat myself because I'm older than both of you put together. What they do there and what they have, the door's open, the shades are up, the light's right there, and they're keeping up with the 21st century. They really are. Do you, I have to ask you this because it was a big deal when I was a kid. Dewey Decimal, do we still use that or do we have something quicker?
We do. We still use Dewey Decimal for our nonfiction collection, but I tell you what. So, in my department, we are also in charge of reference services, and my reference team, we are
Oh.
snappy about getting you the exact Dewey Decimal number that you're looking for. We'll walk you right over there. We'll go pull it for you. So it's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity in our department to be able to teach kids about how this
Yeah.
categorization works, and also an opportunity to practice, numbers and letters. And it's a great opportunity just to practice a lot of skills. And once they find their section, whether it's, fairy tales or Minecraft
Yeah.
books or craft books, they know exactly where to go and they go back again and again, which is great.
It's again, pumpkin carving. Here's the other one. My wife would jump out to her skin for that. Reader leader training.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up, Bill, because that's something that we're really trying to highlight for teens. This is kind of an opportunity for teens to get some training on how to engage younger kids in literacy. So helping them learn how to read to younger kids, or also have a child read to them and learn how to ask questions, encourage them in their reading, helping them practice some of those basic literacy skills, which is an opportunity for teens to really show and develop leadership skills themselves. So we do have a training tomorrow from 12 to 1. Any
Yeah.
teens ages 14 to 18 would be welcome to join us. We will again have pizza.
There's an age requirement, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. 14 to 18. I think you might just
Oh,
be up.
when I went in a package store, they asked me to see my ID, and I said, "Why am I too old to drink?" But this is, but you know what? This is. Thank you for doing these things. These are so creative. But they're also educational and it teaches others to communicate. These things here drive, where is it? There it is. They drive me nuts. I mean, I see people instead of call, and I tell them, I had a person tell me, oh, what do they call it? I'm a millennial and I don't talk on the phone. I say, well, I'm a baby boomer and that's the only thing I know how to do is talk on the phone. But what you're doing is you're bringing kids into an environment where they can learn and grow and explore and learn, teach this to me. When I read this, I was so impressed. I really was. Now, tell me about the Berkshire Community College at the library.
Yeah, so the Berkshire Community College is visiting us every other Monday from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., and they'll be in the Blake Room. Our representative, Michaela Scapin, will be sitting at one of the tables, and she'll be willing to share everything that BCC has to offer, which includes their new program for free college for certain applications. And she'll be talking to people of all age ranges, including young adults, new adults, and also adults who are looking to return back to school. So she has lots of information about what's available there, and it's pretty much an open Q&A. Any questions that you have about what BCC has to offer, maybe you're not sure if they do offer what you're looking for,
Right.
the
Sure.
person to ask.
Yeah. And let me just promote. I am a BCC alum. I don't know if they're proud of it, but I am. But and I will say this, it gave me an opportunity to travel the world. That was my first experience at college, right back from Vietnam. I went from there, and then I went to Southern Vermont, and then I went on to get my master's. But I traveled the world because of my starting at BCC. So if you're out there and you're, what we learned at COVID was a lot of the jobs went poof, they're gone. But the careers are still there. So if you want a career, come to the library, go out to BCC. I am, as anybody who knows, I do BCC week here. At the beginning of every semester, we bring all the per to tell what they're doing.
Okay.
But you guys are enhancing it by doing that. What is the monthly teen scavenger hunt?
Yeah, that's been a really fun, and Olivia can talk a little bit about her experience with this as well. Our young adult librarian has a new scavenger hunt every month that teams can do. And what it really does is it asks different questions about things in the library, historical questions, as well as, just find this clue in the library. And it's a real great opportunity for teams to interact with a variety of staff around the building as well. We had some things in our local history department, so there's opportunities to kind of learn about local history. And when they complete it, they get a Burger King kids meal gift card, which they love so much. So it's been a really wonderful opportunity, I think, for teens and staff to have some really positive interactions. Yeah, it's been so much fun for our desk staff. And we get to also make up the questions that they ask, which is also really fun as well. We get to think about all the resources that the library has to offer, and it gives us an opportunity to share with these teens that do the scavenger hunt what else they can do in the library. So it's a really mutually beneficial situation. It's awesome.
It's an amazing thing what you can do with vision. And as much as I bust the guy, Alex, when he came there, brought a whole the I think maybe a younger, more adventurous vision for the library. And I mean that, and he's done a great job. I'd never tell him, but I mean he's done a great job. It really has, and I think we're fortunate to have him and you two, because you make it happen. I told somebody the other day, I've sat on a lot of planning, believe me, through my career. Plan, and then on several occasions I drew the short straw and got the implementation piece. I found out that, as you guys have probably found out, it's much harder than the planning piece. But what you've done just with this calendar for October, I mean, this is amazing. And this is just the children's, and what they do upstairs in the adult. And also, while you're here, people, they can rent rooms there. Is that correct? The downstairs and the upstairs.
Yes, so there's a room, there's a conference room available upstairs that you can contact us. You can fill out a form on our website to reserve one of those rooms, or send an email to our adult or our administrative services supervisor. You can also fill out that form for use of our auditorium downstairs as well, which the capacity is 175 people. There's a stage there. There's a movie screen there, a projector, a sound system. So yeah, we have some really great resources for rooms as well.
And I want to let people know about those, because really, the downstairs room, if you're presenting, here's how I know. I wrote a book with Dr. Francesca Spina, and we presented the book and had the, and I have to tell you, everything was not done for us. It was amazing. It was so wonderful. It really was. One other thing before I forget, which at my age is pretty often, the microfiche that you guys from the what is it, Ancestry? That's probably not right, but
From our local history library.
yeah, that's it.
Yes, so they have been processing microfilm of the Berkshire Eagle, and so we keep all of those on file as well that you can take a look through. Our local history library has a robust collection of local history materials. It helped so much when I moved here. I got to learn all about this new place that I had moved to, which was fascinating and had a really storied history. There are also rooms in there as well that are dedicated to local authors. So there's the Berkshire Authors Room, and then there's also our Melville Room. Yes, and our Melville room is also a really great attraction. It has lots of Melville memorabilia. It has the actual tin bread box that they found Billy Budd in after he passed away, after Herman Melville passed away. It's a fascinating room, and you can tour it anytime. You just go into the local history library and ask to take a look at it, and they'll let you in.
And I also have to say this. Through the years back when I was working on my master's, the research librarian, I can't say enough. I was in there maybe 6 months ago trying to track down something, and the level of knowledge, the level of ability, the level of help and courtesy. I have to just clap my hands for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, our local history team, they're almost like wizards with how they can just pull things out of thin air to produce for you. And they are very helpful for deep research projects. They also have a new program, Drop-in Genealogy, which happens every Thursday from 9:30 to 12 p.m. And so if you have any genealogy questions, that's the time to do it. It's completely free, and they have a volunteer who's very versed in genealogy who can help you out.
And when is that again? Say that for the
Yeah.
for you people that are in cars or putting the kids on about. We'll repeat it, but I'm going to have her say it again.
Sure. Yeah, that's every Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And again, it's at your library. I want to get more people to go there. That's my goal of this show. Grandparents, parents, bring your kid. This, like I said before in the beginning of the show, I have never cut through there because sometimes I go over and harass the people at RSVP. They deserve it. But anyhow, no, there are beautiful people there too. Lisa Torre, worth my weight in gold. But when I cut through to watch, and maybe I'm super sensitive to it because I dealt with so many kids who didn't experience that. See parents on the floor, grandparents on the floor with the kids reading the books. To me, don't want to stray too far afoot here, but to me, we got to get back to family life again. We really do. And I'll say that from my experience. And these folks make it happen.
I
I
think
mean,
one of
you.
the things that I love about libraries in general is this opportunity for a little bit of everyone, a cross section of the community, to come and use the same resource together side by side and have opportunities for organic interactions. And I think that's what you're seeing when you walk through the children's library is there's a variety of families in all different situations. There's grandparents that come and bring their children or grandchildren. There are young parents who are bringing their kids and really have the opportunity to share their experiences with one another and support one another in raising kids, which is a tough job and needs the whole community to really support. And so we really have an opportunity. I feel like it's an honor that we even get to kind of walk alongside these families as part of that. But even just providing the space and the opportunity for a free, safe space with toys. Our children's library has a wonderful collection of toys, educational toys, and interactive toys, and just providing that space that is available for families to utilize anytime they need to just get out of the house or change it up what they're doing in the day or make it part of their family routine. I see this wonderful kind of magic of people connecting and engaging together, which really isn't a testament so much to our work as our providing an opportunity and people, taking advantage of it together.
But you've made it there. I mean, that's the point before we go to break. It's their vision and all the people who work there that make it happen. And and I'll say this before I forget, there are always from friends of the library or the Athenaeum or whatever, they have books in the front that are on sale, very cheap. They have big book sales 4 times a year, right? I believe.
3 times a year.
Three.
Three times a year, yeah.
3 times a year. If you miss it, you've missed it.
But
Oh,
there's
God.
always another one coming up, right?
Yeah, but you gotta get, they have records, they have everything you can think. But what I like about it and what Nancy and her whole crew has done, it is so well. Well organized now, and they always had it, but sometimes it was now it's children's books, it's collectibles, it's all. So we're gonna take a break. I'm here. Please stay tuned. There's more about our library that I want you to know. And like they said, you can check out almost anything. And you know how it's not when we come back, they're gonna tell you just how difficult it is to get a library card.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial, simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. I just have to say this. Is that flag, it looks right? Because sometimes it's back. Is it right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because sometimes with this TV, it reverses it. This is my flag. I have friends who are buried under it. I have acquaintances who are buried under it. And a lot of people at one point in time signed their name on a dotted line that they would die for this flag. If you don't believe me, drive through the cemetery and see all the flags over the graves. All I'm asking, I don't ask you to buy into politics. I don't ask you. All I'm asking is please, please don't desecrate it. They were willing to die for it. Please don't you desecrate it. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at ParkSquareProductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. What a day. I mean, what a day. I have two wonderful people. I'm going to have them introduce yourself because they were the second half. I know some of you may have already met them, but new people will be joining us. Today we're talking about the Berkshire Library / Athenaeum or Athenaeum / Library, however you like it. But it's such a jewel in the crown of Pittsfield. I mean, really and truly, we're going to go over a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just books anymore. I mean, it's way more than that. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce yourselves, ladies, and then I'm going to toss it.
I'm Sarah Russell Scholl, and I'm the Youth Services Supervisor. And so I work with children and babies, families, all the way up through teens in our children's library and our young adult department.
And my name is Olivia Bowers, and I am the Adult Services and Programming Supervisor here at the Berkshire Athenaeum. And that includes the reference desk, all of the computers, pretty much all of the Blake Room, which is our main floor there, and our balcony. And I am for all adults. That's pretty much what we do with that. And then we do library outreach in our department as well. So if you see me around the community with the book bike, then you know who I am.
And I'll tell you, Olivia's luck ran out on Saturday because I met her at the farmer's market. And for her. Sarah, please tell us about we've been talking about young adults, but you also have children.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have a couple of exciting programs coming up in October that I'd love to share. Particularly, we have two separate programs that are bilingual focused, so in English and Spanish. We're doing a bilingual story time on Wednesday evenings in October, the 9th and the 23rd. And that is going to be co-run by library staff, a staff member from Pittsfield CFCE, and then a staff member from Head Start. And so we'll have one of those folks will be a native Spanish speaker, and we'll have the opportunity to kind of do activities, read some stories in both English and Spanish, and, you know, sing songs and have the opportunity to have these languages come together. So we're really excited about that. 6 p.m. October 9th and 23rd, and that'll just be in our children's library space.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, again, I repeat, but get your kids interested in books. Get your kids interested. Make them familiar with the library. Mm-hmm. And it starts down in Sarah's section. If you go in the cut through the children's section, park on the back side of the library. I've never walked in there. There hasn't been people, grandparents, parents, kiddos sitting on the floor reading, experiencing the library. You know, some people call it muscle memory, but if you've never had a chance to exercise that muscle, you're not going to remember it. I was fortunate because my parents, my mother, brought us to the library a lot. And it was the old library that is now a courthouse, so it goes to show you. It probably was in the right place. That's why I'm so familiar with the library and why I have, through the years, used it. Even when I was writing my own master's thesis, I said earlier in the show, I think her last name was Riley, maybe, perhaps. I can't remember. She was a reference librarian. I couldn't have probably completed it without all her help.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. That's really wonderful. And tell us about the local author's room.
Yeah, sure. So the Berkshire Authors Room is located in the local history library, and we maintain a collection of all books written by Berkshire authors, so Berkshire area. And it's pretty robust. You can also, there's plenty of tables in there as well with plugs that you can plug into as well. And so it's also a good place for people to kind of sit away that's secluded from the rest of the library if you need a quiet place to hang out. But yeah, it gets a lot of foot traffic, and the local history library is very proud of it.
And they have, which I think is only right, they have the Melville Room.
Yes.
That, to me, that's, when you walk in there, that's, you just feel it, I think. I don't know. By now you realize I'm not normal. So, but I just love to go in there and feel the essence of the room.
Yeah, there's plenty of things to look at in there that are Melville memorabilia. They have Scrimshaw in there. They have one of Melville's desks, and they keep a collection of his books and other materials related to Melville in there, as well as the bread tin that they found Billy Budd in after Melville had passed.
It is amazing. And again, I want to go back just one more time to remind people, especially seniors or others, that the library offers computers.
Yes.
What's the process for that, Olivia?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Either we need a photo ID or we need a library card. If you have a valid, it doesn't have to be a Pittsfield library card. If it's in CWMARS, we can use it, which CWMARS is our library consortium. So that's just a group of libraries that are connected in Western Massachusetts and Central Western Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have people who come from Lenox, from Lee, from Adams with their library cards. They can use our computers as well. And if you don't have a library card, maybe you're from Albany or from Connecticut or Vermont, you can still present us with your photo ID, and we can log you in on the computer, easy peasy. You get it for an hour, but we can also extend your time if you need more time on the computer as well. And it comes with the full Microsoft suite, so if you need to write a Word document or make an Excel spreadsheet, make a PowerPoint, that's available to you as well on those computers.
And really and truly, I've never been in there that there has not been people at the computers.
Yes, they're very busy.
Yeah.
I would also love to give credit to Olivia and her team. They do an excellent job of really helping people troubleshoot through any technical issues
Yes.
that they might encounter,
Yes.
and they're really versed in that.
Yeah, and we are currently working on a revised plan for our Reserve a Librarian program, which gives you time to reserve a librarian to assist you with any issues. However, we have a subset of that that's just for tech help that we're working on giving up currently. But if you have any tech questions, you're also welcome to come to the library. We can help troubleshoot within the means of our own knowledge of it. But we're pretty tech savvy in our department. We try to help out as much as we can. And usually they those interactions end and benefit for both parties. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go. Because I'll tell you, I've been in there, and by now you know what you're doing with me, but they have always been kind and courteous and helpful.
Course.
And I've asked some very complicated questions for research I was doing. What's the best route they thought I should take? And they came through. They really did come through, and I can't thank them enough for that. And when you, and the other piece is this: it is handicapped accessible. So that's not an excuse. Don't use that. Handicapped accessible. They have elevators on the floors. The other piece, and we went over it in the first half hour, I want to go over it again. They have rooms that you can rent to use, and I'll tell you, I like to use it. I think it upgrades, this is me, it upgrades your presentation, it upgrades your program.
Yes, yeah, we have the Athenaeum room upstairs, which is a conference room, which is very great for private meetings. We also have the auditorium downstairs that has the movie screen projector. It has a capacity of about 175 people. And yeah, it's a great space. It gets used quite often, and a very easy process to apply for use. You can apply on our website, or you can send an email to our admin services supervisor.
And the like I said, there's parking, there's handicap parking. The only, if I may make a recommendation, I said this to the Right Honorable Peter Marchetti, and that is, we talk a lot about an aging city, and we are, but we're not making any adaptations for the aging. So I'm asking the city to add more handicapped parking spaces on North Street. There's still doctors, there's still dentists, there's shops, there's restaurants. And I guess my only request would be that for the library to study a couple of more handicapped parking spaces. That's it. That's not a condemnation. It's a comment.
Yeah.
It because
That
we have.
area around the library is a busy place, and parking can at
Yeah.
times too. Yeah, and we're
Yeah.
also
And I wouldn't want to see anybody not get it. You know, one time I mentioned it to somebody, this was before your era, even I think before Alex. And I was told, what are two handicapped parking spaces across the street? Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, we won't go there. So, youth dance program.
Sure, yeah. The youth dance program has been a great collaboration with the Wandering Dance Society and Youth Alive, which is a Pittsfield-based youth dance and drumming program. And so they two of their instructors have come to the library. We've done two sessions. We have two more coming up in October. And it's a free opportunity for kids to learn a step dance routine as well as a hip hop dance routine. Super fun, really open for beginners. I have participated a few times and never taken a dance class in my life, and a really supportive environment. So Youth Alive dancers are also going to come, and at the end of the 4 weeks, both the kids that participated and Youth Alive dancers are going to do a little informal showcase to show off the things we've learned over the last 4 weeks. So that is on the next two Tuesdays, October 1st, and actually that was this week, sorry. So next week on the 8th at 4 p.m. in our auditorium space.
You know, again, it's an alive place. I think too often when we think of libraries, you know, the old quiet, stuffy, they have a protocol there, but it's an alive place.
Yes.
That's what I find it now. I mean, a couple of times I had to look for articles in newspapers that I can't afford to buy. So I ran in there and pulled up. The library has that. And that's another important part, too, that I want you to know. Library has almost every major newspaper that I can think of.
Yes. Yes, we have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. We also get the New York Times Book Review, Wall Street Journal Magazine, New York Times Magazine, and we get the Boston Globe, Berkshire Eagle, all of the major publications, and most of our popular ones we also get two of. So including the Eagle, we have two newspapers that people can read in-house. So,
right. Right. You can't take them home. But
yes.
Well, maybe the next day after a day. No, I don't know. But you can go in, and that's what I did. I was researching an article that someone told me about. I went into the library, got the Wall Street Journal, flipped right to it, read it, made some notes to myself, and left.
Yep.
So, I mean, I go back to seniors. I know everything's going up. If you can get out and you want to read the Eagle, or you're into the Eagle, go to the library. And they, believe me, it's comfortable seating, and they make you feel welcome. I mean that from here.
Yeah.
We'll be going into the holiday season very shortly. Any thoughts on you guys? Got things planned, or I know you're probably in the formation area, but just to kind of touch on it.
Yeah, there are programs that we have that will continue. We do a toddler story time every Tuesday morning. So some of those weekly things will continue on. You had mentioned, I think at one point, the RPG club, which is a role-playing club. It's actually Pittsfield High School's role-playing games club, excuse me. And they actually meet at the library. So Taconic students can also participate in that for homeschool students. That's on Thursdays at 3. So some of those standbys for the Youth Services Department will continue. And we are looking at a few things that we're going to add through November and December. We have a nutshell playhouse play that will be coming up on a Saturday for families. Information with dates and times. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're also partnering with the Wandering Dance Society for their November showcase across the city. So we'll be having an event for youth during that in November. We've got some fun things that are in the works.
And we will continue on with Berkshire Community College in the library every other Monday. But we also have a financial literacy seminar series that's going on every month from the people at Mountain One. They've been really great. We've already had one session that was very successful. And they are bringing snacks and drinks. They'll be hosting that in the food zone. So that is every third Wednesday of the month from 1 to 2 p.m. And the next session is the basics of banking. So,
we also
have a hike coming up in November in a partnership with the Berkshire Natural Resources Council. We'll have more information on the date once that gets settled. We're kind of working out the details still, but that is planned to promote our hiking backpacks, which are also available through the Library of Things. And so we'll be talking those up a little bit. We've added a couple new things to them, so we'll want to show those off. And we also have a social services expo planned that'll be hopefully coming up in November, and that'll be focused on arts and culture in the Berkshires.
As you can see, I hope, through this program, this isn't an old stuffy place. This is a hip, action-packed place where adults can go and kiddos can go. And yes, I am putting the push on kiddos. Why? I've just seen too much in my life that books and experience, that there is something other than life than maybe what they're being exposed to. I'll leave it at that. The but you, now you have a room people can bring in drinks. Is that, am I right there?
Yes, that's actually the same room where you can find our newspapers and magazines. It's kind of our periodicals room. But there are also tables, comfortable chairs, some bench seating, and one of our computers is available in that room. And that's called our food zone. So if you enter in through the Wendell Avenue entrance and go right past the circulation desk and hook an immediate left, you'll run right into the food zone. It's next to our music CDs collection. And yes, there's lots of comfortable chairs to kind of sit down and get comfy with your coffee and read your book there. And then people also bring in lunches and eat in there while they're trying to do their research. So that is our designated area where you can eat food and have uncovered drinks. In the rest of the library, food is not permitted, but you can have a covered drink with you. So, and yes, a computer is in there. So if you have research to do on the computer, but you know, you can't eat at our other computers, you can't eat by that computer.
But, and again, it's the vision, all right, of opening up the library. Think, I've been in there seeing attorneys actually in there in the room with their coffee, with their lunch, working on getting ready to go back to court. Mm-hmm. And other people who needed something from the library for whatever they were doing. And it's just there. What are your hours to Monday through Saturday, right?
Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays, we're open 9 to 5. And on Saturdays, we are open 10 to 5. We're closed on Sundays.
So, I mean, not during the week till Thursday. Mm-hmm. Think about that. I mean, it's, if you can't make it in that period of time, you're a lot busier than I am. But well, that's not hard to be anymore. But but really and truly, please support the library too, in with your counselors and all that, around, especially around budget time. But also coming up this month, actually, there's the Friends of the Library. Of the library.
The library, the book sale?
Right.
Yes, that's in November.
Yeah.
Yep, the third.
Oh, week. That's right. Where am I?
No, what? That's okay. I know, just don't rush us too fast. No. Quickly, right?
No. I thought the lady thought I was crazy when I was asking for a turkey. But anyhow, in November. In,
right, mark your calendars. November 14th, 15th, and 16th is the library book sale. And they do an amazing job.
Amazing.
It is very organized. They have a system down, and the library benefits directly from the sales from that sale. All of the children's programming comes directly from their ability to have that sale three times a year.
And it's not only books. They also have different kinds of things. They have CDs, audiobooks. They also have vinyl records, which I'm a vinyl collector, so I love it. That's where I find some really good gems there. And it is huge. It's really expansive. I also like to collect old books, and they have a space that's just dedicated to those really pretty bound old classics. So I always go through that section as well. Yeah, it's a really great book sale. It's one of the most popular in the county. We get people from all over the place.
All over. And you're right. I mean, people, my wife and I, we look forward to it. She was a teacher, still does tutoring. So she likes the children's book selection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a great selection of children's books. There's also young adult books, board books, a little bit of all of those, as well as a giant table of puzzles. The puzzles are extremely popular. Mm-hmm.
And I will say I love the way it's laid out. It's so well done. And everybody who works there, again, they're all volunteers, but they're all great people. And they're so helpful. In today's day and age, I look more for the courtesy and care and concern of wait staff and employees than I do for, you know, anything else. Because, you know, I just leave you. I had an experience not long ago where I said, could I get another Diet Coke, please? You want another Diet Coke? I'm paying for it. But it was like I was putting this waitress, you know, it's a big deal. I think, owe this one more time. Let's go over Halloween.
Sure.
What you guys are going to do. Because to me, for kiddos in the world, it's safe. That's all I'm going to say. You can come to my door. If I don't eat the candy before you, I'll give it to you. But make sure you know at Halloween, make sure you know who you're going to.
Sure. Yeah. I would love to highlight four programs that we have around the Halloween.
You got it.
That works for you. So on Friday, October 25th, we have a trick-or-treat bag decorating program. We provide the bags, all the supplies. Kids can decorate their own bag that they can take out trick-or-treating for the next week. So that'll be on at 1:30 on Friday, October 25th in the Children's Library. The following day is our big pumpkin carving spooktacular, which we're super excited about. Families can come dressed in costume. They can come pick a pumpkin off our shelves and take it to the auditorium and carve it together. And we clean up after, which I think is the most important part.
For yeah. Kids.
To note on that, the last carving we will do that day is at 1 p.m. because it takes about a half an hour to carve. So, and then the following week on Halloween, Thursday the 31st, we have two programs in the morning at 10 a.m. We have a Halloween parade for the youngest kiddos, toddlers, babies, preschoolers. They can come dressed in costume, trick or treat around the library, all three floors at the service desks. And then we'll have some fun activities in our auditorium space afterwards. And then for the teens that day, right after school at 3 o'clock, we have the Hallow Teen Party. They can also come dressed in costume or not. That's also fine, too. We'll have food, snacks, pizzas, murder mystery boxes, a good time, video games, you know, just fun celebrating together. All of those events are free, and you don't need to register beforehand also.
I can't, before we go, though, I do want to say this, too, that when you go to the library, just stop in. You don't have to do it. Just stop in and you'll sense the ambiance of they want you there. They've done everything they can to make your stay there enjoyable. And I would say this also. Thank you for all. Please thank all your staff for all that you do. It's really you're an amazing group of professionals.
Thank you, Bill.
And with that, folks, I hope to see you at the library. One last thing. If you, this is important to me. I know you're out there, you're at a dead end job, you're at a job you hate. Whatever. Stop at the BCC. When are they there again? At BCC? Yeah. Sorry.
Berkshire Community College is here every other Monday from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. in the main room, which is the Blake Room. And that will be next week, will be one of those Mondays. So, yes, you should definitely come and talk to Michaela. She's very helpful, very insightful, and she'll answer any questions you have.
There you are. And just for clarification, that'll be this week because this show will air on Tuesday.
Right. Yes, that's right. So October 7th.
Right. October 7th, please. Let me just say this. You only have one life. Maybe BCC can help you make your life more enjoyable. It did me. And I owe BCC everything I can ever pay, give back to it, because it gave me an opportunity to travel the world. So with that, ladies, I can't thank you enough. And please say hi to, what's his name? Alex, and tell him I was asking for him.
Of course.
I know some of you get offended at this. I'm sorry, but I say it because I mean it from my heart. God bless you all. And today, let's try to do something to make somebody's life better. A laugh, a phone call, lift the burden for them, be there for them. Because you see, we're all in this together. And we need each other. And without each other, there you go. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you. Bye.